Game number 56, as the Boston Celtics return home from their successful West Coast road trip. The Philadelphia 76ers, 21-34, are coming to TD Garden this evening. I'm Nick Gelso, reporting for CLNS Radio Celtics pregame show on the Celtics newsfeed channel. And I am welcomed today by Derek Bodner of Draft Express and USA Today, and also Sixers Beat right here on CLNS Radio. Derek, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How you doing?
Good, man. Good game tonight. So looking forward to it. It's always fun whenever Philadelphia comes to town, and they've been interesting of late. They're coming in on a three-game win streak, right? And yep. They played really well in January. Embiid's been injured, but they performed well without him as well, 3-4. So tell me about the Philadelphia 76ers that the Celtics fans can expect tonight at TD Garden.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, much of the Sixers has been kind of off the court discussion with Embiid's injury, the news that he has a meniscus tear as well. The Okafor trade rumors, which is has been awkward to say the least. But overall, they've been playing well of late. Like you said, they've won three in a row. Dario Saric, the Sixers' other rookie, you know, so much is talked about Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. They also had Dario Saric. He is playing his best basketball of the season, averaging 15 points per game in February. Probably is going to win the Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month award with the way things are going. TJ McConnell has been playing very well, including another game winner recently. Robert Covington has found his shooting stroke. They are right now playing pretty good basketball on both sides of the court. When Embiid's out of the lineup, you always wonder whether or not that is actually sustainable and whether what they're doing for a three- or four-game stretch they can do over the long haul. But over the last week or two, they've been playing some pretty good basketball.
As a Sixers fan, so your fan base, obviously you're covering the team. There's a lot of enthusiasm around the team with how they've been playing fairly well, considering. But fans have to be extremely frustrated with all the injuries and the in and out. Noel versus Okafor, Embiid in, Embiid out, XYZ big man, plug his name in, whatever. How are the fans coping with this? Are they still patient?
You know, I think patience is running thin. And I think the biggest thing isn't necessarily the injuries, but the lack of updates that surround those injuries. You know, you had, like I said, you had Joel Embiid. He was out. They swore there was nothing other than a bone bruise. Turns out he had a meniscus tear. And look, that doesn't really change the timeline, but fans would have liked that they were upfront about that. You have Ben Simmons, who's coming back, and they won't give any real updates on his progress. This is an injury that usually takes 2 to 3 months. We're now on month 4, and we don't have any real idea when he's going to return, if he will even return this year. So I don't think it's really the fact that there are injuries. I think it's the fact that fans are kind of in the dark about them.
All that being said, Derek, I mean, so who is going to get traded? Somebody's got to go. Been a lot of talks of Okafor to Boston. Sixers fans seem to be frustrated with Okafor. He doesn't really fit in with the team. What do you see as far as personnel moves going for Philadelphia?
Well, it seems like Okafor almost has to be traded. I mean, this is a guy who they told on Saturday not to play because a trade was seemingly imminent. They then told him not to travel with the team to Charlotte on, I guess it was Monday the game was. And then he now rejoins the team 4 days later in Boston. When you have that much out there and a trade is seemingly imminent and there's so many rumors surrounding him, you have to think this is a deal that's going to get done. It's just whether or not it's going to get done now or at February 23rd's trade deadline. It's seeming more and more likely they might wait until that last minute. But I do still think a trade like that does get done. The real question is going to come with Nerlens Noel, a guy who I think a lot of people assumed would be traded, who at the beginning of the season probably looked like he was trying to force his way out, but who you really haven't heard any rumors surrounding of late. So it seems like they have, you know, he's moved ahead of Okafor in the rotation. He's been playing a lot. I think he started the last 4 games, if I'm not mistaken, and who now they may just keep and go into the offseason with and see whether or not, you know, what kind of offer he's going to get in restricted free agency.
And they come in to Boston with a good record with Embiid out, Noel in for Embiid. Three of their last 4, is that correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so tonight, how do the Sixers contain Isaiah Thomas, especially in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, well, it's been pretty interesting. The Sixers have played Boston tough twice this year, once at home, right, a one-point loss at home, and then once early in the season up in Boston, another close game. Both games have been relatively high-scoring games, and both games, you know, Isaiah Thomas has had some success. It wouldn't surprise me, you know, those earlier 2 games, especially the first one came with Sergio Rodriguez at the point, and the Sixers used Robert Covington to switch on to Isaiah Thomas a lot. of late, TJ McConnell has been starting, and he's a better defensive point guard than Sergio Rodriguez. So they might give him a chance to try to, to try to defend him one-on-one. If not, they might try to put some size on Robert Covington on him.
Can the Sixers win tonight? Could they keep it close? Tell me how, Derek.
You know, I think ultimately the Sixers, and look, they're a much better defensive team with Joel Embiid in the lineup. And I think with him out and with how good Boston has been offensively this year, I would be surprised if they were able to pull this one out. You know, Boston is obviously playing some of their best basketball of late. But then again, I was surprised when they kept the other two games close. You know, I do think ultimately the Boston offense with Joel Embiid out, with the way they space the floor, and with the way that Isaiah Thomas is playing, I would be pretty surprised if the Sixers were able to keep this one close. But then again, this is a team that has been surprising me of late.
He's Derek Botner. He's the host of Sixers Beat right here on CLNS Radio. Derek, episode dropped today, so it's a great time for Celtics fans to catch up and listen, absorb as much as they can about their opponent tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers. Derek, thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll catch you on Sixers Beat.